Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, my favourite space cadet, Dr. Niamh Shaw, is on the line all the way from the US of A. And let's have a little listen, first of all, to a video she made 2 years ago.
What are you going to be doing on September the 24th, 2023? On that day, Earth is going to get a special delivery of 15 teaspoons of dust from an asteroid. An asteroid that is currently 314,710,476 kilometres away from us right now.
She's on the line. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
How are you? Thanks.
Nice to speak to you again, Jen. Yeah, I know.
You must be wrecked. Good. What time is it? What time is it in Utah?
It's 2:40 in the morning.
Okay.
A quarter to three in the morning.
Quarter.
But
to
I'm
three.
Here. I'm here. I'm talking to you.
Tell us what is going
isn't
on.
That mad.
Yeah.
Like that video. It's so funny. Like I made that in October 2020, the day before. This NASA mission called OSIRIS-REx went and took a clump of dust basically from the surface of this asteroid Bennu, which was millions and millions and millions of kilometers away. And 3 years later, they actually did exactly as they said on the exact date, 24th of September, and they did it. And this little tiny spacecraft that went away to this asteroid orbited Earth, dropped off this capsule full of dust that it collected, and it landed exactly where they said it was going to land, in the desert of Utah. It's mental. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
come here. So what was the goal for the mission? To collect this dust, bring it back for what? Like what happens now?
Oh, well, the thing about this dust is particular, there's a couple of things that are very unique about this mission. One is that it's a massive amount of dust, even though, so they thought they were only going to take up 60 grams of dust, but they ended up like scooping up over 250 grams, which is fantastic. The reason why that's important is that, you know, asteroids are these sort of celestial objects, are these big clumps of rock that normally hang out in the space between Jupiter and Saturn. And every couple of years, some of them get pulled into a different orbit near Earth. And this asteroid, Bennu, is one of them. But this asteroid, Bennu, is very, very old. It's actually older than our solar system. Our sun has been burning for 4 billion years, and this asteroid is 4.6 billion years old, which means the dust that they picked up that day, that little tiny spacecraft that landed with the capsule of dust, the capsule that landed yesterday on Earth, is older than anything in our solar system. And it's basically, it's not contaminated in any way. So they've collected dust before from a comet, but a comet has been contaminated because it's you know, because it's not as old as that. So whatever is on that asteroid is older than what's on Earth. And they already collected dust from another asteroid very similar to it called Ryugu, and they found carbon-containing material on that asteroid. And carbon-containing material is basically the building blocks for life. So that's the stuff that make up what's in our bodies, the food we eat, our cats, our dogs, our plants, everything that's living on Earth, trees. And so what it does is it kind of changes the stories that we've been telling ourselves. And we have to find out, like, how did life begin on Earth? Some people say it was because we were bombarded by asteroids. And if that's the case, was it an asteroid like Bennu? Because there's often water on these asteroids as well, like stuck in the soil. So is the marker for water of this asteroid soil the same as the markers for water on Earth? And is the same carbon-containing molecules on this asteroid the same as on Earth? So it's like, it basically kind of is the beginning of really starting to rethink the story that we've been talking about, how we got here and how life began on Earth, you know? So it's a pretty significant haul. And the other thing is, it's like it's a huge amount, even though it doesn't seem like very much. So 60 grams, I was talking about 15 teaspoonfuls, because that's what 60 grams is. So it's a little bit more than that. So it's like a quarter pack of sugar, you know? And so that doesn't seem like a lot, but under a microscope and on these very small kind of sampling systems that they have, that's a huge amount. And they collected it yesterday. The capsule was heat resistant, you know, in order to be able to re-enter Earth. And they sent it off to NASA Johnson Space Center and put it in a clean room to make sure that it doesn't get contaminated by anything on Earth. And then it takes a couple of days to open the capsule. And I think the first people that are going to be looking at it are somebody from the Natural History Museum in London. And so this sample is going to be sent all over the world for people to kind of look at it and figure out what do we have here. So it's pretty significant, you know, and we don't know. So they're saying that they'll know more by October the 11th, and that's the first time they'll be coming back now with a press conference to explain more about what actually, you know, could potentially be in there. So it's huge. But just the fact that they, like, this is a mission that's probably, you know, with 10 years in the planning, but it headed off in 2016. It took 2 years to get to this asteroid. It's not very big. The asteroid is only 500 meters in size, so that's not even the size of like a football pitch. It's quite small. And, you know, they spent about 2 years trying to figure out, well, where do we actually, you know, what's the best place for us to kind of suck up some dust? And actually, Brian May from Queen was involved in trying to figure that out. It took them 2 years to figure that out. And when they actually went and you know, put the probe on the surface of the asteroid, it was way softer than they thought, because they blew a load of gas just to sort of clear the surface and then do a quick kind of suck, like a vacuum cleaner kind of thing. And they sucked up way more than they thought. So in total, this spacecraft and this dust travelled 7 billion kilometres to get to Earth. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
And it was able to land in the desert, in, you know, within a landing zone. It's kind of incredible. And even that alone is amazing, but it's really just the beginning now of what we're going to find out about ourselves. So the story will change. Yeah.
Can you tell us about Space Week?
Oh, well, thank you very much for asking that. So this is kind of one of the busiest. Normally Science Week is my busiest week, but as we talked the last time, I'm going to be in the Antarctic for Science Week. So I'm putting all my attention into Space Week, which is a busy one as well. So all around the world, from October the 4th to the 10th, we celebrate Space Week. So it's about kind of raising awareness about how space helps us, you know, understand our planet better and take better care of our planet as well. And this year is no different. And Ireland has its own National Space Week, which is funded by the European Space Agency's Education Office, ESRO Ireland. And it's run out of Blackrock Castle Observatory. And their website, spaceweek.ie, has everything that's going on in Ireland. And you can register any event that you want online. They have a space careers roadshow for anybody who is about to, you know, leave school and figure out what they want to do. They have a roadshow happening in Cork to help teenagers figure out if they want to get involved in space, how they do that. There is a global challenge run by NASA and other space agencies called the Space Apps Challenge. And that happens on the 7th and 8th of October out of the National College of Ireland. But people all over Ireland can get involved. And it's not just, this is a challenge that's not just for scientists or people that are interested in coding. These are challenges about art, they're about society, they're questions that NASA is looking for answers for. So if you go on the website, NASA Space Apps Challenge, you'll see them all there. I'm running, I'm working with schools, I'm giving free workshops. I do something every year, going online. So I've reached out to primary schools. I'm running two workshops, one for kind of the junior classes, another one for the senior classes, just about space general. I'll be giving out stickers and stuff like that. And tons more, and tons and tons and tons more. But spaceweek.ie will have all the details that anybody needs to know.
Amazing. Listen, thank you so much for telling us about that. Dr. Niamh Shaw, she's on Instagram. Make sure you go and follow her. She's lots of great information there as well. Really interesting stuff. Just want to thank her for taking the call. Sorry, there was a bit of a delay. I don't think she could really hear me properly, but that conversation was too important not to keep her on the line, even though she got up at like 2 o'clock in the morning to do it for us. So amazing stuff. And Space Week, go and check it out. Spaceweek.ie. It sounds like great fun.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.